Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Reality Is. As always, it's Noor, and I just screamed at my brother about my stuff.
I'm so scared now. I can't talk like this.
All I asked you to do was pick your mic up and just hold it in your hand, like this say is you're a on new, stage.
This is a new thing now. Now, I usually have this hand free, and I can do stuff with it, and now I can't. No,
I don't even want to know what that means.
Can I just come down like this?
No, because you don't. Because you move around, and next thing I know, you're all the way over here, and I have no idea what you're saying.
I heard you loud and clear. No, I will promise. I will be down to this level every time I have to speak. Okay. I need the hand free. I can't. I have cereal. I have water.
You have two hands, though.
Well, the other hand, I use to mute myself when I'm about to breathe really loudly.
You're such a disaster. You are the most difficult person in the world.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to go back to my cereal.
Okay, well, welcome back, everyone. Real, guess what? Look, you just took a bite. You went back to your cereal, and then I kicked it over to you. Yeah, you know what's going to happen? Your cereal is going to get soggy.
I'm not, I don't hate that. I do like a soggy cereal.
Oh, you love
don't like
Bush.
A soggy cereal?
No. Huh?
You don't like...
Crunchy for life.
The entire thing has to be crunchy?
It like, has so to right, have a bite. I cannot have sog.
Right now I'm eating what's like the keto version of like peanut butter puffs or Reese's mm-hmm. peanut butter puffs, right? Mm-hmm. So they're little balls, right? So I'm okay with the top of the ball sticking out of the milk and staying crunchy. But the bottom half, like a glacier, I want it to be soggy and mushy.
I have some like PTSD from Cocoa Puffs, like scraping the roof of my mouth because they didn't get enough time under the milk to get mm-hmm. soft. So yeah. I don't soft. Love that. But as a geriatric millennial, I love a Honey Bunches of Oats cereal situation. Yeah, that's my okay. favorite.
I mean, the crunch with that, it's not like a milk sog that you got to worry about, right? Because the nut isn't going to get soggy. It's just going to get...
The nut never gets soggy. That's the thing about nuts. Crispy forever. Anyway, I don't... Guess what? I don't have an agenda today. I have no notes. I have no agenda. Got a lot on my mind.
Let's talk about... because you brought up Cocoa Puffs. Do you remember Rice Krispies?
Yes.
Rice Krispies was a very unfulfilling, or like the Cocoa Rice Krispies, very unfulfilling cereal. The pebbles were too small.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is Snap, Crackle, Pop, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
That's their whole game. And, I remember seeing the commercials and being like, man, these Keebler elves are really fucking selling it. I want to know mm-hmm. what it's like to enjoy Snap, Crackle, Pop. The plain mm-hmm. Rice Krispies cereal has no taste. None.
No.
It's very cardboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Very barely sugar. So when I had that, I was like, no way. The chocolate Rice Krispies, a little bit better. What I think is, we're going to talk about cereal. The cereal that I think I was the most disappointed in was Fruity Pebbles.
Yes. There's no fruity. It's just sugar. Yeah, you were expecting different flavors, right?
And I was expecting it to have a little bit more like, backbone. Like it just literally disintegrates into the milk. So it has like there's no staying power there. You have to eat that super fast. It turns into baby food extremely quickly.
Yeah. The fruity part of the Fruity Pebbles is just a food coloring. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And but the thing is. The way that milk tastes after Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles have sat in it is amazing.
Of course. That's the best part. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't want the cereal. I just want milk that tastes like Fruity Pebbles have been here.
Yeah. You can get that milk.
I know. Milk. Yeah. It's called. No, but that specific cereal milk. There's cereal milk and then there's Fruity Pebbles cereal milk, which I think is different than just cereal milk. Have you ever had cereal milk ice cream?
I don't think so.
I had it in Vegas, and I gotta say, this is like unpopular opinion. It kind of tastes like spoiled milk.
Really? Yeah, that's what I figured.
Is There's like a milk? Sourness to it. People like it.
Maybe.
But not me.
I have a question.
Yeah. Now, oh, wow. Your mic is so far away from your mouth.
No, it's not. Now, you have kids. Are your kids eating the same types of cereals that we grew up with, or are they getting healthy bullshit?
No, my kids have never gotten healthy bullshit, but they started with Cheerios.
You're already off on the wrong foot.
Okay, Cheerios is fine. Cheerios is like baby. It's all babies eat. It's like their first table foods is Cheerios. Duh. You don't know because you've never had children. But you start with Cheerios. They went to Fruit Loops. Well, Aiden doesn't eat any cereal. He doesn't like cereal at all. Mm-hmm. Aiden is like a solid food guy. He's like not going to eat several different things. He wants to eat like one thing. And he wants to eat a lot of it. So cereal is just like, I'm not dealing with this. There's too much going on here. Noah started with Fruity Pebbles, but he has moved over to Cocoa Puffs. And so they're getting the same sugary bullshit that we got. Although I think it's not as good because it doesn't have the trans fat from the 90s. Oh,
that trans fat. That delicious trans fat.
Did you get any Girl Scout cookies this year?
No, I don't get. I haven't gotten Girl Scout cookies in at least a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get you some?
No.
No.
No. I don't think so.
Can I say something?
You get the Samoas? What do you get?
I don't like Samoas.
Oh, too sugar, too sweet, right?
Too much going on. And you would think I would love it because I am a texture girl and it has got so much texture. There's like the caramel and there's the crunch and there's the cookie. But I just think it's too much going on.
It's not enough space. There should be more space on the cookie because you have like the coconut flakes on top and then you like bite into it and there's just like a very soft, I think, layer in the middle. And then there's like caramel within mm-hmm. the cookie or something. It's too much.
Yeah. And it's weird because like I love a Twix and I love a Bounty and it's kind of and I love a shortbread cookie.
But those aren't as intense, I don't think, mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. one thing on top of the other. I think there's a little more.
My favorite Girl Scout cookie is like the plain shortbread cookie. It's so good.
Well, you know, I like there's a lemon one, right?
I know.
Yeah.
And you know what? The lemon one is very good because it's like a lemon shortbread.
It's the most popular flavor, I believe.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know that Girl Scout cookies have different names depending on the region that you're in?
Yeah, I don't think the Samoas are called Samoas anymore, right? They have a new name?
Yeah, is it because it's like inappropriate?
I think so. Samosas?
Well, no, like the Samoan people.
Yes, I do believe that's the reason why they changed it.
I think like tagalongs are not called tagalongs. They're called like peanut butter daisies or something stupid like that, depending on the area that you live in. But tagalongs are another one that are wonderful because anytime there's peanut butter in a cookie, it's going in my body. Really, you're diligently searching. I'm assuming that you're looking up the names of cookies.
Yeah, no. So now the Samoas are called Caramel Delights.
Yeah. Okay. Is it like D-lights?
No, it's actually very interesting that you asked me that. It is.
It is so interesting that I asked you that.
So it's two words. Caramel, capital C. Delights, D-E, lowercase, L, capital. I-T-E-S.
Okay, like an Italian?
Yeah, but there's no apostrophe or anything. It's just the D-E is lowercase for some reason.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. What do you got going on besides that cereal?
In life?
Nothing much, man. Are the 49ers still playing?
First of all, how dare you ask me? Of course they're still playing. They're the number one team in the NFC.
Okay.
Eagles are no longer playing.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to repeat that. I already know.
The Eagles are no longer in the playoffs. Their season is over.
Yeah. Football is dead.
Football is dead in your house? Is it dead?
Yeah, I think so.
No, he's still going to watch
it. I mean, he's still going to watch it. Like, I think right now he's rooting for the Bills. Are they still in it?
The Bills are in it. So he said that he told me personally that he's jumping on the 49ers bandwagon. But I don't think that's real because there's actually a lot of hate between the Eagles and the 49ers now.
That's not true. The last 2 years. No, he likes it. First of all, you're calling my husband a liar, and I don't appreciate
it. I'm not calling him a liar at all.
No, you're saying you don't believe it. You said that you literally don't believe him because you think that he's deceiving you. And what I'm telling you is that he's not. he does like the Eagles. I mean, he does like the 49ers because of what's his face with the lefty quarterback.
Steve Young.
Yeah.
No, so here's the reason why. So I am also, as you know, I root for the 49ers, but the Eagles are my secondary team because of my love of your husband, how much I love your husband, right? Mm-hmm. But because of how involved the Eagles and the 49ers have been in like the last 2 years, because they made it to the NFC Championship last year, so there was like a little bit of a rivalry, right? So now the Eagles and 49ers, like the fan bases, don't like each other. Like, oh. You know, but it's just a recent thing because they were both supposed to be the number one teams, right? So just like I root for the 49ers, but I was also keeping an eye on the Eagles just because of your husband. I also know that Eagles fans are now also rooting against the 49ers just because of the hate. So, you know, that may kind of seep over to your husband. That's all I'm saying.
He's not a sheep. He's not just going to follow what the Eagles fans want. He's going to follow his heart.
No, but
I think it's upsetting me that you think that my husband would not care enough about you to root for your team.
Oh, it's so sweet. And I think, you know, at the core, I think that's what the problem is. I don't think anybody should love me enough.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a much deeper issue. Yes. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. And if that's the case, I will tell him not to root for the 49ers.
I think I would hope that he's on the 49ers bandwagon. I would hope that you're on the 49ers bandwagon. It'd be nice.
No, it's true, because the kids, when the Eagles lost so poorly, my kids, I think even like I don't even think I watched the game with the Buccaneers. I watched the game the week before that was horrendous.
The Giants
game. Yeah. But when they were, you know, when my husband was like pissed about it and the kids came and asked and they were like, he was like, yeah, well, now when the Eagles are out, we should vote. We should root for Raheel Mahmoud's team, which is the 49ers. And here you are. You spent like 4 minutes bashing this man and calling him a sheep.
I'm just saying, this is what I have seen. So I also go to the Eagles subreddit. I follow along.
Okay, no, this is no, I'm sorry. You have a personal relationship with an Eagles fan and you're like, yeah, that's like one person and it's anecdotal. But like really, as all people, I've been on Reddit and I feel like I know a lot. Like first of all, you're stereotyping all Eagles fans. You're saying like there's no way that he could actually be a true 49ers supporter because deep down inside he has hatred in his heart for the 49ers. And to me, this seems like a problem we have actually across the world about how we view people of all different backgrounds. You know, it's like once you've made up your mind because you read something online mm-hmm. about a group of people, it doesn't yeah. matter. Even if you know a person personally, you're always going to believe, you're going to have that implicit bias against them that they are inherently anti-49ers when they're not.
I just want to remind you, when this thing started, you said, I believe he's rooting for the Bills now.
I did. Whoopsies.
It's really nice.
Are they going to play against the Eagles? I mean, the 49ers?
And let me tell you something. Nobody is playing against the Eagles in 2024 until September anymore. So the Bills are in the AFC. They're playing the Chiefs. The 49ers are in the NFC. They are playing the Packers this week. And then they will, hopefully, if they win, they will play the winner of the Lions and the Buccaneers.
Oh, I hope I root for the Lions there because that's exciting. They've never been in anything. They suck.
Yeah. There was the first playoff game that they won in like 32 years last week. It's really exciting. Eminem was there.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. Now, you know, one person that your husband loves more than me, Eminem.
I don't like to publicize that. Did you know that Eminem is suing Real Housewives of Potomac's Giselle and...
Why? Robin Dixon. Oh, I know why. I actually do know why. This is because of their podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Something Shady? It's Something Shady, right?
Oh, Reasonably Shady.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he owns Shady. How do you feel about that?
It's so silly. He's still in litigation against them. It's bananas. It's like it's the dumbest thing in the world. I love it.
It is. It does sound silly and, unnecessary, but I think at this point, Eminem can do no wrong in my eyes. I think he's been around. I know that there's some problematic stuff. I'm sure people can get upset, and they have all the right to be. But I think Eminem has more than proven his worth to all of us.
I think that Eminem is like a niche, like millennial thing. Like, I think that his sweet spot was like millennials, like all of us. But I think Gen X does not really like Eminem, and Gen Z definitely doesn't like Eminem.
Do they really not like Eminem, or is that just a thing that they say?
Gen Z?
How can you really not like Eminem? I think
First
Eminem
of all,
is,
he's like 60 years old.
yeah, he's an old person, but and I know
And
about like the
Gen Z are
violence in his.
inherently ageist.
Yeah, no, they can say that he's old, sure, right? But you don't hate Eminem,
No,
right?
because like he, listen, I do think that Gen Z also doesn't quite gravitate towards certain hip hop, especially Eminem's, where he was dropping like the F bomb a lot. You know what I mean? Like
Of
the F
course.
bomb as in the F word slur. So like I don't think that people are really, rooting for Eminem there. But anyway, this isn't about Eminem. What it is about is that he is suing Two Real Housewives. It's so stupid.
Have a question for you, now that we're talking about hate and sports hate.
Okay.
Do you understand sports hate? And also, no, so seriously, do you have anything in your life that you can sports hate the way that I sports hate? So I'll give you an example, right? So this past weekend, the Eagles lost, not to remind you again, but also the Cowboys lost, right? And everybody in the NFL, and every fan base that is not a Cowboys fan enjoyed the hell out of that. Like, I watched that entire game, even though it was completely out, and I was having so much fun. I loved it so much. I was just having such. Do you have anything in your life like that where
It's
you
that
can
it's
sports hate?
Cowboys. Yeah.
No, it's the no, I mean, aside from sports, like, is there
Oh, like, do I
anything?
have some? Oh my God, there's so many things in my life that I like. You really enjoy like the Schadenfreude of like watching people crumble.
Yes, exactly. Now, so there's a separation, right? So, like, I know that the Cowboys players, I'm sure a lot of them are really great people, and I am rooting for the worst part of their professional life. I want to see them suffer. So then I say, is that really what a good person would do? And they say,
But you're
no,
not a
it
good
doesn't matter. It's
person.
sports. It's boy, of that's the other thing. I'm not really a good person. But, do you have anything like that? With like the housewives and stuff, where you can hate their, I guess, character, but not hate the person.
Oh yeah, like Ashley Darby is an awful person.
Oh, okay.
She's terrible.
Is she?
Oh my God, she's such a fucking shitster, but she is Housewives gold. Like she is
She.
so good.
This, so just as a reminder, she's from Potomac and her husband may be bisexual.
Or no, her husband is a predator. Her brother, her
Oh,
husband
excellent.
groped
The
cameramen
cameraman.
and yeah, casting crew and all kinds of stuff. The bisexuality doesn't matter. It's the groping.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
As a rule of thumb.
Not okay with groping.
In this house, the bisexuality is okay. The
That's what the
groping,
sign
no.
outside of my house says. In this house, we believe Black Lives Matter.
Oh boy.
Groping is bad. Anyway, yeah, I think like Ashley Darby is one of them. I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like all of Housewives is that way. Like, I think I do watch all of Housewives to enjoy their lives falling apart a little bit.
No, but are you rooting for somebody within the Housewives? Do you have favorites? Are you like,
I
I
mean, yeah,
like
I
this
mean,
person?
I have favorites in fights, right? Like where you take like a side, but my favorite type of housewives fight is when you cannot pick a favorite because everybody's wrong and everybody's right. And I think that's always really fun. But housewives in general, I think that you enjoy watching the fact that they are all so delusional in believing that they are the most important people in the room. And so like there's a the whole thing is a hate watch.
I'm thinking, so Scandoval,
Yeah.
did you have a side?
Of course, everybody did. It was
And
Ariana.
everybody had the same side, right?
Yeah. Now
But now
what's going to
is
be
art
interesting, is season two is starting, or the next season is starting. I think it starts next week. The whole trailer is set on the fact that the whole cast is turning on Ariana.
Really?
Oh, that yeah, because she got famous for being quote unquote cheated on. They're like, you've never seen a person turn into a god.
I do believe when that did happen, I may have brought that up. I may have, and I know Arthi doesn't like the fact that I bring up when I spot.
You do this every time, and she sends me a voice note about it. She's like, Raheel every week is like, might I remind you that I was the person that realized, yeah, Raheel, we get it.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, I do believe I did call that out, and you were like, no, how dare you? She's a woman who got cheated.
No, I think, listen, you weren't the only person to say it. There were other people. And look, the thing that the world loves to do is prop up a woman when she is the victim and put her down as soon as she's no longer the victim.
Yes, I agree with you. But also in this case, the woman knew that that's what the world wanted to do, was to prop her up as a woman.
Yeah. Right?
So she took advantage of that, and people
as she should
saw through it. Yeah, and people saw through it. And now that's the reason why she's a villain now.
I don't think she's a villain. I think there's a little bit of jealousy afoot. But anyway, your question earlier about watching people's, like, rooting for somebody to fail and, like, really, really enjoying myself doing it is, I think, more so with, like, conservative politics.
Yeah, that's what I think also. I think that's probably the only other thing. Because, so here's the reason I was thinking about. I was actually thinking about this for two reasons. One is the Cowboys losing and me just enjoying it so much. But I think the worst example of somebody like sports hating somebody and then that like translating to real life probably happened this past week. So the Chicago Bulls of the 90s, you know, they started this Ring of Honor because they were so good in the 90s, right? Now you haven't watched The Last Dance, even though I've asked you to watch it. This is what
I should now that I'm watching Marcus fucking Jordan on The Traitors.
Yeah, exactly. I have been asking you to watch The Last Dance since 2024. Now it came out in 2020. So it's 4 years, four solid years.
I think that you should watch The Traitors and I'll watch The Last Dance.
I want to point out in this time, I have watched Scary Island three times. So anyways, in The Last Dance, it's obviously about Michael Jordan, right? If there's a villain in the story, quote unquote villain, that they present, it's this guy named Jerry Krause. He used to be the GM of the Bulls, right? Mm-hmm. So he was the GM. He put together a team that won six championships, but he's also the reason why the team pretty much kind of broke up, most likely, because at the end, he wanted to get rid of Phil Jackson, blah, 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 blah. But Jerry Krause, even in his time during the 90s, he was hated by the Chicago fans because Michael Jordan hated him. Because Michael Jordan, you know, they had a whole thing, right? Anyways, this past week, the Bulls had like a Ring of Honor ceremony. And Jerry Krause died a couple of years ago. I think he died like 10, 15 years ago. And his wife was there accepting like the honor for him. And these fucking asshole fans booed her. Booed her because she was representing Jerry Krause. And everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Right? Yeah. That's insane to me. Yeah. And so I think that is like the worst example of like sports hate translating to real hate I've ever seen. First of all, it's stupid. The guy built your team, right? Yeah. And secondly, like he's dead. His widow is there. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that? I guess probably conservative politics, right?
Yeah. I mean, but I always like, I like to remind myself what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, right? Even if a person is behaving like a dog shit human being and is not worthy of my respect, the right thing to do is to still respect a person, especially when it comes to things like life and death and all those things, right? Like, so, if anybody boos a person, if they're grieving the loss of someone, even if that person is a monster, I'm not going to be like, I'm not supportive of that because I think monsters can grieve too. Like, is some part of me like, well, yeah, congratulations. Welcome to our fucking world because you're a monster and you've actually been killing all of us. Like, yes, mm-hmm. I and obviously this is an extreme example. I don't believe that this man who passed away did anything.
No, of course. Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing we should clarify. Like, this is exactly where it does get different. This is exactly why sports is different, where you are allowed to hate things and hate people kind of indiscriminately as long as you keep it in that realm. Right. So like Kevin Durant, for example, is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. I've loved watching him play, but I sports hate him now. Like, I'm rooting for Kevin Durant to do poorly now because of he's just a villain when it comes to sports. Sure. Right? Because yeah. of what he did with the Warriors. Same thing with like Aaron Rodgers. And yeah. now I am sports hating Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's the thing. I guess I'm fucked up and a hypocrite because I was hee hee ha haing about his 3 seconds of play or whatever. And I was like, mm-hmm. that's what you get, Mr. No, I don't believe in science. Right. And I was like, but my husband, because he is truly the definition of what is right is right. Yeah, and what is wrong yeah. is wrong. He is really exactly. big on his ethics. Bless him. He's a man of integrity. Me, I'm trying to be, but I'm not. But I remember laughing about the Aaron Rodgers stuff and showing him memes. And he straight up was like, hey, that's not funny.
Yeah. That is like, yeah, no.
I thought we were bonding. No,
the footballs. I was looking at the footballs.
Look at this football meme. And he was like, "It's not funny." Okay.
Yeah, you never root for an injury.
He'll never root for an injury.
Nobody should root for an injury. It's bad.
I don't know. I feel like maybe he would root for an injury with the Cowboys.
No, he would. He would never root for.
He's such a good person. I hate him. He makes being a hater really difficult, to be honest. Yeah, and I hate that because it's a big part of who I am. I'm a hater.
Like, you need to qualify a lot. Like, you have to check all your boxes before you're allowed to hate somebody. I know. I'm in like 7 different groups with him and everything from sports to politics. I'm like, oh, God, I got to qualify my hatred.
You and him are in a group chat together, and then you and him were texting in a group chat that I'm in with you about some rumblings. Now, I'm assuming that what's going on right now in some of the communities that you are chatting in New Jersey is people are probably saying, like, don't ever vote for Biden.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because of Israel and Palestine.
Now, listen. And also now Yemen.
Yes.
Yeah. Just decided, hey, let's bomb Yemen.
We don't want to sit this out.
Yeah.
It's bombing season.
It's
first 2 weeks of January has always been bombing season.
Yeah, we're not going to go back on it, okay? We have this on the calendar. You guys knew about it. Hamas or no Hamas? What is it, the Houthis or Houthis?
Houthis. Yeah, here's the thing. We're joking around about it. I don't know enough about it. I know that there's something about blocking the Red Sea or something like that. There's some sort of financial aspect to it. But I don't know the backstory, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Houthis apparently blocked an Israeli ship of some sort. And they didn't kill anybody, but they did take over the boat. And I guess that caused some sort of a financial impact. I don't know. Maybe they did kill someone. Who fucking knows? I don't know. Yeah. But regardless, the United States said, I know that 24,000 people have died in Gaza in 100 days, but we're going to launch our troops into Yemen because of this boat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, okay.
And it could be, to be fair, it could be more than that. But that's all I've heard also. It's just a block.
It could be more than that, but most likely not worse than not stopping the deaths of 24,000 people.
100%. Yeah, that's the other thing. Yes,
signing emergency deals to get more ammunition over to Israel to continue the bombing of people.
And, you know, so like you brought up this group that we're talking about. And yeah, you know, I'm of the thinking that, yes, what the Democratic Party or the Democrats have done, it's fucking shameful and it's cowardice and they should be called out on it. But I'm still like, well, you know, come November, I will be voting. I will not be withholding my vote. I'm definitely not going to be voting for the Republicans, right? So those are the conversations that we're having. Having said that, the people on the other side that are very angry like that anger is righteous. That anger is 100% justified. Like this afternoon, this motherfucker, Netanyahu, do you see what he said?
Said he said Israel from the river to the sea.
Yeah, river to the sea. So people in Congress got in trouble for saying that statement, right? This motherfucker is mocking Palestinian deaths.
People in Congress, people lost their jobs at colleges and their places of business, and kids were silenced, and people were ousted from boards of education. Books are being removed from shelves in fucking Newark, New Jersey, not Alabama, Newark, New Jersey, because they're pro-Palestinian books, okay? And here's Netanyahu being like, you know what? Let me just slip this one in.
Yeah, let me just say it. Maybe they won't notice.
Maybe they won't notice. Because you know what? They're not, they don't really notice when we do bad stuff.
Like, it doesn't seem like they care that much.
Like, they don't care. So like, let's just say it. Let's just lay out all of our cards. Because you know what? It doesn't matter. One's going to stop us.
Yeah.
Anyway, ceasefire, you guys. Ceasefire. I need some. I did want to say just last on this topic. Yes, their anger is righteous. And I think that what's really irritating is, here's what's irritating. When people say, I'm not going to vote for the Democrats because fuck these guys, they're not doing anything to earn my vote. The Democrats should be mobilizing today or yesterday to make sure that they do something to win that vote back. That's what the Democrats should be doing. Mm-hmm. They're not. And that continues to make us not want to vote for them. And I think that that is completely, I don't think that anybody should be getting yelled at. I don't think anybody should be yelling at voters for that. I think they should be pushing their anger towards the Democrats who aren't doing anything to win the votes back. Like, that's how this works. Mm-hmm. Is like, I don't owe it to you. Like, Muslim people, Palestinian people especially, do not owe it to you, Americans, to save you from Trump because your white Democrat president is fucking up. Like, that's not on us.
Exactly.
That's for you guys to figure out with Biden.
That's true. I think about that again. If somebody doesn't want to vote, by all means, don't vote. I would never tell you to vote for a Republican. The way that I see it, though, is yes, I would like for that message to get across somehow. And there's no way to make that message as loud and as clear as, I guess, not voting. That is true.
Yeah.
At the same time, not voting also means a higher possibility of Republicans coming into power.
Yeah. And
while that may not affect us, because we, I think, you know, in our lifetime, we live at a certain economic level where it doesn't bother us anymore. I don't think it would bother us. It does harm a lot of other minorities. Like, it has real life impact, right? And the other thing is, like, as angry as we rightfully are at the Democrats for what they've done or not done when it comes to Gaza, you know, I also fear what would happen with 4 years of elected Christian Zionists. And what would that do for the people in Palestine?
Yeah.
You know? So those are the things that I think.
Yeah. Because, like, Biden's a Zionist. But Christian, Republican Christian Zionist guys, it's much worse.
Yeah.
Real quick, just going to drop this in here and then move on to the next topic. Don't ask me any follow-up questions. I'm interviewing on Monday for a position on my board of education.
Oh, okay. I can't ask a follow-up.
I was joking. You can ask a follow-up.
How'd this come about?
Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Jesus Christ? Tell the Christian Zionists, Jesus Christ is here.
The first Palestinian. Anyway, not the first Palestinian, but a Palestinian.
Yeah.
So what happened is that there is a vacancy on our board of ed. And when there's a vacancy in the middle of a term, because somebody decides to resign or whatever, it opens up to just like an interview position. You don't have to vote for it. So it would be from like now to November when the next voting opportunity is, when the next board is voted on. And so at that point, then whoever gets this position would have the opportunity to run again and run for election. Oh. But this came about because as you know, as I've talked about before, there's a lot of silencing of pro-Palestinian voices in my town. Like I said, Palestinian books about Palestine are being removed from schools in Newark, New Jersey. Not a private school in Newark, New Jersey, a public school in Newark, New Jersey. Kids in Teaneck, New Jersey are having to take legal action to protect themselves. Like, there's a lot going on in New Jersey that I think we're just afraid in our town specifically that things like our kids, our high school kids who had a walkout, wouldn't be able to do the walkout anymore if we had the wrong folks elected to our board. Because there's a lot of people in our town. In fact, last night they voted in a resolution that ostensibly makes criticism of Israel anti-Semitic. So it's a weird time. So we had this opening, and a whole bunch of us just applied, just to be like, let's get our voices out there. Let's let them know that we're here and we're interested. So there's a couple of us who are interviewing. I'm not sure if I want it.
Are you going to bomb the interview on purpose?
No, I can't do that. I'm incapable of doing something like that. Like, my bomb, I would rather just not go. But I am going to go because there's a lot on the line. And I always remember this. I don't know when it was. I think maybe this was in 2016. I think maybe it was like John Stewart. Somebody said it. But it was like, if you're disheartened, like, this is when you, like, you got to pay attention to your local stuff. Like, you got to get involved in your board of ed. Yep. You got to get involved in your town council. You got to get involved in all this local election to, like, really make a difference. So I'm going to go. I actually, now I'm talking through, I think I would like to give it a fair try.
Yeah.
Really put my all into it, but also recognize that it's very likely that I'm not going to get this position. But I will give it a try because I've got two kids in the school district and I plan on keeping them there until high school, through high school. So,
well, best of luck. I hope you get it.
All right.
You can't take best of luck wishes. You look like you want to kill yourself. I told you best of luck at this interview.
Well, you know that's my baseline.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Anyway, I need some advice.
Yes.
Okay. Let's say you're friends with people.
Oh, we're already off on the wrong foot.
Okay. So what do you do if you are feeling like the vibes in your friend group are off? Only with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It depends on the friend group, right? So I have a friend group. I have my main friend group.
Yeah. I'll use your friend. You went on this trip with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You go on the trip with your friends. Everybody has a great time. The end of the trip is kind of like, it's really fun, but something feels off at the airport. And you're like, did I do something? And then you're like, maybe I'm just coming down on all these drugs that I consumed. Uh-huh. So you don't pay any attention to it. And then weeks go by and you're like, it's the holidays. Everybody's busy. It's fine. Yeah. But the vibes in the group chat are just off. And the texts are not as jovial or jesty. Like, you're sending silly texts where you're like being your regular, like, silly, bitchy self. And the responses you're getting are like sentences that end in periods.
Oh, no. So are you worried that there is another group that has been that's an offshoot of this group that does not include you?
And is that the concern? Here's the thing. I will be very honest with you. That is something a year, 2 years, 3 years ago would have driven me crazy, that there is a group text happening that I'm not in where they're obviously talking about me, right? That would drive me crazy. I'm actually, shockingly to you, very much mature about this. I do not think that I need to be in every single group text. And if I do something and somebody starts to have a conversation with me about me with somebody else because I've rubbed them the wrong way, they are absolutely in their right to do that. I don't think that I need to be at every gathering. I don't need to be in every single group text. I don't need to be your best friend. And if I do something to annoy you, you have the right to talk shit about me to somebody else, right?
Yeah, of course. Enjoy it.
It's the American way. It's actually how I function. Okay. Yeah. If you're in a group text with me and you've ever done some dumb shit, I've texted Raheel about it.
By the way, I believe, just so this should be your opening statement at your board event interview.
I'm going to tell this whole story at my board event interview. They're like, we asked you what you think about critical race theory. Anyway. So the vibes have been off. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then I saw some of them at a birthday gathering a couple of weeks ago. And everything was fine. It felt fine. Everything felt fine. Everybody had a good time. Everything was great. So I was like, oh, okay. Must have been in my head. I had a private experience. It probably was nothing, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, again, in January, it's just weird. I feel like the vibes are off in the group text. So I'm of three thoughts. Do I say something about it? Because then that's going to make things way weirder.
Yeah.
Do I tell myself, if they really cared this much and they were really this annoyed with you, they wouldn't be doing passive aggressive stuff. They would just tell you if you did something weird to bother them. And then I think to myself, but if this is the move that they're making where they're being passive aggressive, then there's nothing for you to do here. Like, just let it go.
Exactly. I mean, ultimately, I think the healthy thing to do is, hey, man, like, if you think that your effort, for lack of a better word, or your involvement in the group has not changed, but the rest of the group has changed, maybe you just stop putting in that effort, right? Maybe
that's, I think that makes me sad because I do really like this group.
Yeah, but, you know, it could also just be a seasonal thing. I think, honestly, most of my groups are dead because everybody's just so sad about it being cold this week.
It's so depressing.
It's so depressing. So it could be that. Or, you know, if you have somebody in the group that you are closest to, maybe when I talk to them about it directly, just be like, hey, I just want to make sure I didn't do anything wrong. If there is, it just feels like something is off. But then again, you are kind of calling it out, and I don't know how comfortable you are with that.
You know I love a confrontation.
Maybe this is the reason why they have another group. You
know? No, I know. I'm a terrifying person. Nobody should be friends with me, honestly. But the people who are friends with me, I'm just like clawing on to them. Like, please don't let me go, but also tell me what I did. Because I'm like a real, like, I don't need you. I'm tough, blah, blah, blah. I'm an external person. But I am aching on the inside for external validation.
Externally, you have a pack of cigarettes rolled into your sleeve because you're a real rebel and a badass.
Yeah. But inside, I'm a dish of ash. Hasn't been cleaned since like 1972. I'm garbage.
I can't believe people don't want to be around this.
You know what's funny? It's like, last week I did a solo episode where I talked about I did a solo episode where I talked about my suicidal depression.
What?
And I got a lot of really nice feedback about it. People were really sweet because I like opened up about it and stuff, right? Yeah. So I was like, oh, you know, I have to try really hard every day to want to stay alive. And then I like have conversations with you where I just like openly bash myself and we have a laugh about it. And honestly, it makes me feel the best.
You know, see, I do nothing to kind of walk you away from those
feelings. No.
I'm like, no, feel bad. And you know what? You're forgetting something. This is something else you should feel bad about.
Okay. So I think I'm just going to let it go. I asked for dinner plans. I was like, let's get dinner soon. And they're like, yeah, okay. So we're going to put something on the calendar and we're going to hopefully get dinner soon. And I think maybe at dinner, I will just be like, if I did something to bother you guys or like get on your nerves, I'm really sorry because your friendship means a lot to me and I don't want to lose this friendship. And I don't want things to be weird because I think that you're both really great.
Oh, there's just two people?
So sad. I'm giving loser. It's giving loser.
No, it's not. You're perfectly fine. No, in my group, in my main group, I told the guys, I'm like, listen, because I used to go up like once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm only coming up once a quarter. I'm done. I don't want to travel that much. I just want to stay home now.
Yeah, maybe.
And what that means is I'm going to be out of some conversations, and that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I've learned not to get FOMO as much.
Nope.
Like, I get a little pit in my stomach initially when it happens, but then I'm like, yeah, but I kind of love my house.
Yeah, you like, know what's better than FOMO is sleeping. Sleeping is much better than FOMO.
Yeah, you know what's better than FOMO is like being in your softest clothes in your bed.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, pooping in your own bathroom is better than
FOMO. Pooping in your bed.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Well, then you know what? This makes me feel better.
There you go. First of all, you don't need to put on a show for anybody. Other than the listeners.
I literally do a show multiple times a week for multiple people.
Tap dancing. Like me.
You don't have to put on a show for anyone. You guys should hear my voice when I stop recording.
That's my favorite part of the recording, is how both of us just die. Okay.
We're on. And then we stop recording. We're like...
Yeah, hey, I gotta go.
All right, okay, I gotta go. Hey, are you gonna watch Traitors or not?
Oh, God.
Do you remember CT?
CT from...
The Challenge?
Yeah, The Challenge, and he was... Was he in Paris?
Yes. Real World,
not Paris, right? Yeah.
He's on it.
Here's what annoys me about this, is you casually mentioned the show to me. Because you're like, oh, hey, if you have some free time, just if you want to watch this. Also, people are asking you to watch it. I'm like, okay. And then you come back and you're like, also, there's like sports people on there. So, you know, if you have time, watch it. And then like half a day later, you're like, so did you start Traitors yet?
Well, I just don't want you to fall behind because they're going to drop 3 episodes every Friday.
So there's how many are out so far? 3?
3.
Yeah. And then the other thing, so I was like, okay, I guess there's sports people on there. I go and look at the cast. The sports people are Marcus Jordan.
And one, there's a boxer, right? Boxer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A boxer who has not boxed a serious fight in the last 6 years.
I didn't know that because I don't follow boxing.
It's a good show.
Here's the thing you need to know about Traitors. It's a 1-hour show. About 15 minutes of it is substance. The rest of it is just like hilarious dramatics and puns because the host of the show is Alan Cummings. And he's just chewing the scenery.
Alan Cummings is the biggest celebrity on that show. And that's absolutely not how it should be.
And no, it's hilarious that he's the biggest celebrity because he says the funniest, most silly things. And he's like, it's like, I honestly think every time he says something, I'm waiting for somebody to be like, da-da-tsh. But there's not. Instead, there's like dramatic music playing in the back and there's like drone shots. It's so stupid. And the whole thing is because it's like it's essentially mafia. Every few minutes you have somebody on the cast strategizing, but the strategies are always these really obvious observations where they're like, yeah, so... You know, I've been really thinking about it, and the only way that I'm going to be safe this week is if I figure out who's lying to us. It's like, yeah, that's the whole show. And that's why I love it, because it's so silly. It's like so you only need to like basically pay attention to like the voting. And that's really the most important part, because everybody is dumb and paranoid.
I'll give it 3 episodes this weekend at least, I promise.
All right, great.
I'll do the first. And then if I can do the rest, I'll do the rest. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, you were requested. People said we'd love for Raheel to be on because they're sports people.
Michael Jordan's second son.
He says that he doesn't like to talk about how he's a Jordan. Like, it's not a big deal to him. But his Instagram handle is literally Air Jordan.
Yeah, because that's all he's done.
That's all he is. Yeah. He has businesses. Nobody knows what they are. All right. Well, anyway, that's it for this episode. I'll be back this weekend to talk about Beverly Hills and Miami. And maybe I can get you to watch Traitors and we can do an episode about Traitors.
I will definitely watch it. I will definitely watch Traitors for you.
Well, it's the least you can do. I'm obviously very sad because my friends hate me.
Friends, I don't think that you can technically call them friends anymore.